9:30 on your Thursday morning, and for me, that signals time to, talk about and welcome in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, and we're going to be down at your place Saturday morning for Consumer Calls.
That's right. Consumer Calls is going out to Price Road Auto, to our lot at the corner of Price Road and Highway 75. It's our used car lot. We're going to have a public auction. We're going to wholesale auction off a Actually, all the vehicles we have will be available for auction. Everything you can look at on our website, any of our websites. You can pre-register for the auction if you want to go ahead and get registered. You can do that at dungisauction.com. We're going to have parking available at the southwest corner of Washington Park Mall, and we can shuttle you over there if that's necessary. There's a big kind of floppy sign over the Price Tower sign right now.
It's
notice.
It's springtime weather. All signs are floppy.
Well, you know, Jason sends his love. He probably should have used bungee cords. It might fit a little bit better, but he tried to tie it down with these ropes and weights, and it's generally okay. I drove by last night, and it doesn't look so good at night, I noticed, so I'm sorry for that. But anyway, we do have an auction of used cars, a wholesale auction open to the public. Starts Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We are inviting you guys out to do Consumer Calls that morning. It'll be a great time. Lots of stuff going on. Great deals on all the pre-owned vehicles on our lot, and we're going to make it really easy for people to buy the cars. It's really going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great selection of vehicles we've been collecting over time, the last few weeks and month or so. You know, what we feature here in the auction, we'll sell everything. Everything will be available when we run through the auction. There are going to be a whole bunch of great stuff that we used to just take to auctions, most of them in Tulsa. They'd go through a wholesale system and end up on a used car lot somewhere. We're taking the middleman out on that, and we're going to bring all these vehicles to auction. Many of them are cars with a lot of life left. We've got an 03 Kia Rio with 81,000 miles. It retails for $3,200. It'll sell for a lot less than that at the auction. We've got trucks, a 99 Dodge Dakota. We had an S10, but it sold just the other day.
Oh, that's too bad.
A Dodge Dakota, a 96 Buick Regal, 96 Honda Accord, 07 Hyundai Ascent, 01 Ford F-250, and a Ford 06 Ford Fusion. You know, many of those are under 100,000 miles, but they're over 10 years old, so they don't qualify for our Q-certified program. Some of them are going to have a little bit more than 100,000 miles. Only a couple have more than that, though. So it's really, these are great vehicles and great value. And the list goes on and on. I've got, looks like about 15 vehicles priced under $10,000. And so we're going to have a great event Saturday.
Well, and the nice thing about an auction is just that. You get to set the price. I think it was my high school economics teacher way back when said, you know, an auction really is in many ways the fairest measure of the value of a commodity because you're measuring what somebody wants to pay for it.
That's true. And, you know, and it's like, you know, you look at things like used cars, and we've talked about it on the show before about how used cars didn't used to be kind of a transparent market like that. They were kind of nebulously valued. You had books and the relative value of something on at that moment, what it's worth to you and me selling it to you, you know, of course. But today, with the books and all the information out there, the value of a used car is much more transparent. You know, people can go and research that and get 15 different opinions on it or more before they even find somebody willing to pay for the vehicle. But the truth is, of course, it's what people are willing to pay for the vehicle that is the real value. And that's what you're saying. And so there are going to be great deals out there in the auction format. It's going to be, like I said, there are a lot of vehicles that otherwise might not have gone to market here in Bartlesville, so it's something we want to continue. I think in the next few weeks we'll start rebranding that location from Price Road Auto to Dungis Wholesale. And really, this has just been a great thing, and looking forward to a lot of success down there.
Well, and people can sign up early, and one of the benefits there is you can start pre-qualifying for any financing you might want to do. Of course, you can also talk to your own local banker or whoever.
Can do it on your own, or we'll help you with it. We've got access to lots of different lenders, and it just depends on the situation and what you're looking for, obviously, in your budget, what you can afford. So we're ready to help you with that. If you want to pre-register, go to dungisauction.com If you, or you can go on down to the location today and take a look at many of the vehicles that are being staged as we speak. Mm-hmm. Some are still going through service. So if there's something that you're looking for that's not on there, talk to one of the guys. Jeff is down there at the lot today, I know. So okay. Talk to him.
Okay. Well, don't confuse those with the ones that Enrique may be running through on the on the detail line.
That's right.
They may or may not be
cleaning cars too. They're many of them are for sale, but they may be new cars too,
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. You know? Which of course is a great way to buy a new car.
Yeah. And speaking of new cars, there's lots of great deals on those too. We focused a lot there on the used cars in our auction this Saturday, but you know it is still Ford Truck Month. Great time of year to buy a truck. Great deals from the manufacturer on Ford F-Series, on the F-150, on the F-250 and F-350. We've been selling a lot of those trucks. There's great interest rate deals and rebates, and our deals are as big as they're going to be all year. So
I think I saw something on Facebook from Oklahoma Ford dealers, even on just take a test drive on a Ford truck and get some.
Yeah, there's some incentive for test drives. We've got one deal on a specific XLT model of F-150 XLT Super Crew 4x4 at a certain trim level. You can get 0 for 60 financing and $9,000 off the truck.
Wow.
That's incredible. That the total value of the savings is probably over $14,000 if you take into the case of a normal interest rate and what you're saving at 0% over the 5 years. Mm-hmm. Apply that to the additional $9,000 savings. It's a really great deal. If you don't care about the interest rate, they'll make you an even bigger discount. So there's great deals on those. Toyota has great deals going. Right now on the Toyota side, we have deals we talked about last week on the Camry, and actually since the last show we've sold about several Camrys, but you got 0 for 60 on those plus a $1,500 rebate, and then on top of that the Dungeness discount. So incredible deals there, probably as much as $3,000 off and 0 for 60, maybe even a little more on specific Camrys that have been in stock longer. If you're interested in leasing a Camry, you can get one for as little as $199 a month. I mean, so there's great deals on Camry, Corolla, $169 a month to lease a Corolla. So incredible deals. Lincoln, we don't want to forget about Lincoln.
Why would you forget Lincoln?
And today is Bruce's birthday, too. So happy birthday, Bruce. My brother Bruce is born on February 25th, so happy birthday to you.
Make it a great birthday for Bruce and buy a Lincoln.
There you go. Well, you know, he is the Lincoln concierge, and he's everything Lincoln. If you need anything at all, if you're one of our Lincoln customers, of course, you know, all the salesmen sell Lincoln, but Bruce is that single point of contact. If there's anything you need, you give him a call. He'll arrange your service, anything you need with parts, or maybe you've got some issue with you need help in the body shop, he can help you with all of that. He can help you with setting up your sink again, or changing the time on your clock, whatever you need, he's there for you. He's a great guy, and really is the champion of Lincoln at the store, which really is the only luxury brand we have that's still in Bartlesville. So we're really proud of that, and really look to deliver that luxury experience through our Lincoln brand. And so happy birthday, Bruce.
Yeah, and I mean it's generally not hard to update your sink, but when in doubt, just call up.
Well, you know what happens is, you know, you may have the sink itself may not be the problem. Sometimes it's the connection between that and a new phone, stuff like that's where people get a little mixed up sometimes, and it takes some help to get them put back together.
It does, but you know, whatever it is, Bruce is there to take care of for you.
Mm-hmm.
You brought a friend along.
Yeah, I did. We've got Jeremy Ross from the George Mitch Sutton Avian Research Center again. Good morning, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. I know we've had you on before in the last few months, and a lot going out at Sutton Avian Research Center, sounds like.
You betcha. In fact, this evening we have a special event for Bartians. We heard a lot of demand for us to do some more programs here in Bartlesville for the public, and we've met those demands. We're going to be starting up our Natural History Forum again, and we're kicking it off tonight with Greg Septon. He's going to be talking about peregrine falcon recovery in Wisconsin, and that's where he hails from. And why is Greg Septon coming down? Well, he's one of our newest board members, so we want to give him a special welcome in that way. But it's going to be a great presentation. You're going to learn how the peregrine falcon was recovered there, a lot of activity, some really amazing pictures of cute.
And an amazing bird, a peregrine falcon.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing, impressive bird. It's built for speed. It really catches the eye. And, you know, back in the 70s, they were hard to find in the continental United States. So they've made a dramatic recovery, and you can hear all about it. It's free to the public. There's light refreshments. It's at the library starting at 7 p.m. this evening. It's in the upper-level conference room. There should be signs. We're asking people to RSVP because there is limited seating. So if you go to our website at suttoncenter.org/falcons, or there's a search bar where you can just search for falcons, you can find out how to RSVP, email us, let us know you're coming, because the last thing we want to do is have people in the hallways or having to turn people away. But it's going to be very family friendly, a great activity for people to learn about bird science and conservation.
Mm-hmm. And that's really what's going on out at this center, right? I mean, some of people may not even know where you are and what you do. I mean, it's not specifically. Sometimes yeah. You don't really want to talk exactly where you are.
Well, yeah, we have limited access to the site just because we're up on top of Circle Mountain. We have limited parking up there, and we're mostly conducting research. We do have live birds up there as part of our education program. But those live birds, they really aren't on display.
Right.
We do have occasional tours up there, but for the most part, all of our work is geared towards bird conservation through science and education. We have a major project started up with the Atwater Prairie Chicken Recovery.
Right.
Building a major facility. Some of you may have seen it on Moose Lodge Road, east of 75. It's an impressive facility that's going up. And hopefully that's going to help save a species right here in Bartlesville again. Because, and I say again, because we were founded 30 plus years ago to help with the bald eagle recovery.
That's right.
Because there was no bald eagles breeding in the state in the early 80s. And the Sutton Center essentially single-handedly brought them back to Oklahoma and other surrounding states. So every bald eagle that you've seen, and a lot of people have seen them around now, that came through Bartlesville. So source of pride for the community, and glad to be part of it as the Sutton Center.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Tell us what's going on out there later this year.
So we also have another event coming up. It's a showing of a documentary film called The Messenger. It's going to be down at the Circle Cinema, which is an independent nonprofit theater in Tulsa. It's a wonderful venue. All the ticket proceeds are going to benefit not only us, but also the Circle Cinema, which is, as I said, its own nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $12.50 for general admission. Every single person who comes in gets a complimentary frack pack, a sample that they can make their own pot of bird-friendly coffee. And if you're wondering what bird-friendly coffee is, well, they cover it in the film. But essentially, coffee historically used to be shade-grown. You could grow it under mature tropical trees. And then during the Green Revolution, they did some breeding, and they were able to grow coffee out in the full sun. And so what that precipitated into was a lot of deforestation in the tropics. So there's been a push to try to go back to bird-friendly, shade-grown, fair trade coffee, which is exactly what we have here, courtesy of Birds and Beans, a company that specializes in this. And everybody will be able to sample it. And I'm telling you, it is the most delicious coffee you'll have.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And you know, I've had some people say that it reminds me of their grandparents' coffee, you know, the old school, real rich, hearty coffee. If people come in at a benefactor level, that's a $30 ticket. They will get a 1 pound bag of that coffee. Plus, they'll get early seating in the theater because there is limited seating. So if you want the best seats in the house, you come on out.
And we were talking earlier about what the movie is going to be outstanding. And
yeah,
tell
so
a little bit about that.
The movie is fantastic. The Sutton Center has an exclusive showing of it because we actually helped produce it in a small respect. But the movie features songbird declines across the globe. And this is not shot on a camcorder. This is professional quality. And in fact, they went into a wind tunnel and they were able to fly birds in front of the camera and have these really close-up shots of birds flying that filled the screen with a black background. And it really is mesmerizing.
Hmm.
It's family friendly. It's really enlightening. And it really shows you what the Sutton Center is concerned with. Why we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get your tickets. You can go to suttoncenter.org/messenger, or I think it's right on the front page. There's a news story about it. Just follow the link. And it's a fantastic award-winning movie.
And that was in March?
Yeah, March 12th at 5 p.m., so it's kind of a late matinee. We'll be offering samples of coffee if you want to stay up all night. that's a Saturday. It's a Saturday that I think kicks off spring break.
Yeah, sounds like the first Saturday of spring break.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So come on out if you got time. And Circle Cinema, if you haven't been there before, it's really a wonderful facility as well.
Yeah,
so
is.
Just for that experience alone, mm-hmm. It's great. And then looking further ahead, we have our annual big fundraiser called Wild Brew that's slated for August 27th at the Cox Convention Center in Tulsa. And at this point, we really are planning year-round, but at this point, we're looking for sponsorships for a lot of the items, and these would be featured on such things as the commemorative glass that everybody gets, the t-shirts, the photo booth, the napkins. There's a whole list of them. You can actually go to wildbrew.org to find out more. And then there's also these patron packages. And if you're a business who you maybe have some employees you want to give an attaboy to, or some really great customers who you want to thank, you buy these packages and give them a complimentary ticket to the event. They get in an hour early so they can sample all the great food. I mean, there was a few restaurants where they ran out last year.
Well, and this has become a huge event.
Yeah, we're expecting over 2,000 people. Uh-huh. And as I said, it's our number one fundraising event. We've been toying with the idea. I can't promise anything, but we've been toying with the idea of having a little party bus come down from Bartlesville, so you don't have to worry about the drive back.
Yeah, no, so I think it's important we keep this relevance thing going. I mean, you're so hidden in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. in some ways, and it's important that we be more involved. It's truly and awesome that you're a statewide or international organization, mm-hmm. really. Your board is represents people all over the country,
yep.
and we talk about the great work that you do, and a mm-hmm. lot of it is hidden. So it's getting it out from behind the scenes a little bit in Bartlesville with these outreaches and mm-hmm. like this event tonight and stuff is great. So I think putting together a bus to go down there from Bartlesville would be an awesome idea.
Yeah, well, it's on our radar, so.
All right. Good deal. Well, thanks for coming in, Jeremy. Sounds like there's a lot going on out there, and we wish you a lot of luck.
Yeah, yeah. Please, everybody, come on out tonight and find out what the Sutton Center is all
right.
about.
Yep, that's at the library tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. They do want you to pre-register, so go to suttoncenter.org/falcons and do that today if you want to visit tonight. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy. Appreciate you coming in and updating us on the event, particularly for tonight, but more importantly, long range. Again, I believe you said $30 investment. What a great evening.
Yeah, and all the great work that they do to make our natural world hospitable to birds.
Yeah, and great coffee to boot.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay, and I'll try to relate it back to cars. So many of the newer cars, they've really been mindful of those of us that like that cup of coffee as we're going down the road and get the cup holder where it's easy to find.
You know? Yeah, no doubt about it. The coffee is important. I know I couldn't function very well in the morning without a good cup of coffee.
And nobody likes to hear a sleepy news guy at 6 in the morning. You know, it just doesn't sound right.
No, sir, no.
We're going to be out there Saturday for consumer calls at what we know as Price Road Auto. I know
that's
you're
right.
Going to rebrand it, but that's the location that
we know. That's right. Highway 75 and Price Road. You're right on the corner. There's a yellow sign that says wholesale to the public auction Saturday, 10 o'clock. The auction will start at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It'll probably take an hour or more for all the vehicles to run through. So you might come out and check them out beforehand, or you can go online and look. Any of our websites, go to dungeonschoice.com. Mm-hmm. It'll direct you to the Ford, Toyota, or Lincoln site, or you can go right there to a used car search engine, which will show you all our used cars with all their information. It'll allow you to look at what the retail book value of a vehicle is at our price. There's lots of pictures. If we have detailed information about the service history or the vehicle at all, we're going to put it in there. We take a lot lot of pride in writing the stories about the vehicles and taking pictures, because we know that's what you're going to use to help narrow down your search.
Well, and it goes back to what you started off with, talking about transparency and how you have really worked to add transparency to that used car buying process.
Yeah, and really the whole buying process. Yeah. I mean, because all, you know, reality today, what we talk about when we're talking about selling cars is, how do we make it more fun? How do we make it faster? How do we make it more friendly to the customer? Match up the complicated process of buying a car mm-hmm. with the customer's expectation for convenience and speed and comfort.
Yeah,
trust, those issues. And you know, it's sometimes hard. There's 300 vehicles on the lot. We've got to find the right one for you. There's lots of different trim levels. There are different incentives on different vehicles. Obviously, it's a complicated thing with all the paperwork required. Once you decide which vehicle you want to buy, there's a lot of different factors involved in that, if you're going to finance it or trade in a vehicle. But heck, that's our job. We're professionals at that, so we want to do that as well as possible. So we're working on just making sure that we create the right expectation and build those processes to really make it fun and exciting for the customer when they buy a car, because that's really what it should be, right?
It is, and I know you, as when you're out there with the customer and you want to get them taking a test drive and try the F-150 or try mm-hmm. you know the Camry or try whatever they, and then, oh, and by the way, just as for comparison, why don't you try this one over here? It's a fun process, or it can be.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an exploration. It's a big decision, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're going to invest a lot in a new car, so people need to do it right. But it also is one of those things where people are kind of hesitant about it and maybe a little bit afraid of the process of buying a car. Let's mm-hmm. face it. That's why this is one of those things that we talk about. And the stereotype of the car business isn't anything we want to be associated with. But
right.
The truth is, selling cars is helpful. We're there to serve people. We want to be there to take care of you for the life of your ownership of the vehicle. So that's really what we focus on, is making sure you get the best deal at the best vehicle at the best price, and doing it in an exciting, happy way, so that it's a lot of fun. It doesn't waste your time and your energy, and you're going to know when you're done at Dunchess that it's really about the next step. It's not so much about selling you the car. It's mm-hmm. more about, you know, your relationship with us going forward. We want to be there to take care of you. Things like the 995 oil change, our Tires for Life program, all the great maintenance that we do. I mean, the maintenance business is really, I think, at the core of our business, because it's what you need several times a year mm-hmm. on your vehicle. It's where you really interface. It's where there's the most competition for us.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of places you can have your oil changed, even in Bartlesville.
And there
are many of them do a great job. But we want to do the best and have the best price. That's our goal. And we know that's where the decisions are really made.
Well, and I think it's important that we rely on you. I think, you know, growing up, when you drove into the service station, and it was a service station, you hear mm-hmm. the little ding-ding, and somebody yeah. came out and checked your oil for you.
And car dealers back then didn't really focus on that kind of yeah. service, right? They would change oil and do all that, but they didn't sell many tires, and they didn't change that much oil. They were more of a place where you went for the warranty work on your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But 20, 30 years ago, that started to change. The truth is that for us to survive, really, we have to need all that work, and we want to maintain our customers and keep them. It's so much better to have a customer for a lifetime than to have to create new ones all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really where it starts.
And so we do rely on you and while I was changing your oil, I realized that maybe the air filter was dirty, or, and by the way, you're due for a radiator flush or whatever it might be. Do we want to do that now or schedule it for later?
Well, that's the continuity of yeah. your service and your ownership of the life of the vehicle. That's what it's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to have confidence every time you get in the vehicle, it's going to go and get you where you need to go and get you back safely and the way you expect it to. So that's really what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, the way you have designed the whole inspection process on the tires, on the radiator, fill mm-hmm. up the fluids, it's more than just, you know, change the oil.
No,
and put
I mean,
filter
it's
in
a
it
whole buy. It's a whole process. I mean, it's not quite what we would do on a used vehicle inspection before we sell it, but it's got about 100 points on it, and we do it all. We top off all the fluids. We check all the operating systems we can. If we're rotating your tires, we're going to measure the brakes. We're going to do a full inspection of the brake system. If you're not rotating your tires, that's only one thing I want to remind people.
Yeah.
Then you're not getting that full inspection on your brake system every time. It's impossible. You cannot look through the wheel and do a full inspection on the brake system. That's one of the additional benefits of doing a tire rotation. The other thing, and we talk about this too, and this is whether you do your service at Dungis or anywhere, but that tire rotation is going to extend the life of your tires no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it about every 5,000 miles, and I guarantee you're going to get more life out of your tires. They're going to be safer. They're going to wear more evenly. You know, there are some types of vehicles you can't do that with, so
right.
Asterisks on that, but duallys and some kinds of performance vehicles. But that aside, most vehicles, if you're going to do that, you're going to extend the life of the tires as much as another, maybe 50 to 100%. It really is a dramatic increase in the amount of wear you get out of the tire.
Plus, like you said, you get the actual eyes on the brake system a little bit better. A little bit more in-depth inspection, safety-wise. You feel better putting your youngsters in the car.
That's right. And, the average vehicle going through our shop is over 80,000 miles. So these are vehicles that should be inspected. They need to be looked at. Not that they're broken at 80,000 miles, but the truth is, the thing's going to wear by then, and mm-hmm. you certainly need to inspect your vehicle every time it's in any shop.
Absolutely. And, of course, you also, I believe, check on any, manufacturer recalls or whatever that, by the way, the manufacturer said we need to do this and this and this,
Yeah. I mean, we can do that on other manufacturer vehicles through Carfax and things like that, and we do that on all the used cars that we sell. But certainly with Fords, Toyotas, Lincolns, all the products we sell, if your car comes in for service, we're going to make sure that all the factory recommended warranties, TSVs, anything like that is done.
Yeah,
we double check and triple check that every time.
And let's see, our Truck Month still going on?
Truck Month is going on at Ford. We've got great incentives on the Toyota side as well, on Lincoln, Navigator, MKX, the used car auction coming up this Saturday. So if you're in the market for a car, now is a great time to buy. The spring selling season is just getting going. It's a great time of year to be looking for a car. We've had the model year changeover. There are still some 2015s out there, and we're moving into the 16s. So there's great deals on the latest models. And if you want an even better deal, you can go look at something from last year's models. There's still some of those around. So it's a great time to buy. The used car market is hot right now, I'll tell you. Often this time of year, with tax refunds coming back, used car market does get kind of hot. It is hot. We expect to have a lot of people out at the auction this Saturday. We've been selling lots of used cars, so.
So stop by the Price Road lot. Do a little bit of pre-shopping.
Take a look. Look at online. Come down to our location there to look, or go to DungisAuction.com, and you can pre-register for the event. Or just give us a call if you have any questions. You can call us at the Price Road number is 918-333-1234. And you can call Dungis at 918-333-0900 and ask for one of our sales associates, and they'll be happy to help you too.
Yeah.
Or like I said, it's available online at DungisAuction.com.
And if you're still looking for something that has that brand new window sticker on it, just to stop by.
We have those too.
Yeah. How late is the sales office?
Sales will be open until 7 o'clock tonight. And
okay.
Of course, we're not going to run you out then if you want to look around some more.
If you walk in at 5 till 7, it's not too late.
No, it isn't.
Okay. And again, home of the 995 oil change with or without an appointment.
That's right.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We'll set you up with an appointment and be happy to help you out with that or anything you need today.
Okay. We'll see you Saturday morning.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay. We'll be out there for consumer calls Saturday morning at what you know as the Price Road Auto Lot. Going to be a lot of fun for the auction, or just stop by and have your oil changed and say hi to us. News on the way next on K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville.